Mason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. We are live at Bridgestone Arena. Predators back in action tonight. They will take on the Seattle Kraken. Max Herz will have pregame for you at 6. Puck drop just after 7. We say hello now to analyst Hal Gill. He'll be on the TV side with Bally Sports and does road games here on the radio side. Skillsy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Ready for hopefully a win tonight. That would be fun.
So I'm going to give you my quick observation, and I want to see what you think about it. Because you've always taught me that you got to give this like 8 to 10 games to really know what your team is going to be. We've seen two. We've seen them get a lot of shots on net, but they've only registered 3 goals in 2 games. Okay, everybody's a little concerned about that. When I watch this team, I just see a new team. I see a team that's not quite all on the same page yet, but I feel like that they have enough and they have chemistry. They have the core that's put in place that they will be. You just got to give it a little bit more time. So I'm not ready to panic after 2 games. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they do look a little bit off, but I also think, you know, it's a fine line. You know, you look at a couple posts here or there, you look at a couple missed chances on goals, and then, you know, this easily could be, you know, a 2-0 team. And then we'd be sitting there going, wow, they look awesome. And I'm sure Andrew Burnett would say, we're a little bit off. We got, you know, we got the wins, which is great, but we're a little bit off. Right now, I think you're looking at the losses, trying to find reasons, and sometimes, you know, you overreact and you push the panic button too much. I think you have to let this play out because I don't think they're far off, but I agree with you. They're a little bit off, but that's to be expected. Look around the NHL. There's a lot of teams that are off right now that you wouldn't expect to be off.
Do you think that maybe we thought Steven Stamkos was going to come in here and just light the world on fire too fast and didn't put into account that, hey, this guy played for one team his entire career. He played with a lot of the same people for most of his career. Now he's with – I know he's played with Marchessault before, but, you know, that's new. And then whoever, Cole Smith or whatever, I mean, he's playing with different people. Maybe pump the brakes a little bit, give him a minute.
Yeah, I think you certainly have to. And you have to give the players around him a minute, too. You know, he's had different line mates. I've been trying to work with Novak or Sissons or Jankowski. Like, they've been bouncing it around, trying to figure out Marchessault as well. So, look at all his goals. Like, let's go back over his career. How many are assisted by Hedman, Point, Kucherov? These guys know exactly where he wants the puck. They know where he's going to be. So he's been dealing with a lot of the same over the years, and now someone has moved his cheese, and it's going to take a second. Now, that being said, he's had some great chances. He's hit the post. He's had some good looks. So I think it's not far off, but it's a little bit of an adjustment. I think, you know, Roman Josi is working up at the point on the power play. They're trying to run through him, and Stamkos and him have to get where they're not just getting the one-timer, but getting the exact perfect one-timer they want on the power play. And so I think that takes a little time. And, you know, training camp was kind of bunk. They played against some AHL teams, and now they're seeing NHL teams, and it takes a little adjusting.
Hal, you mean I have to cancel the parade in June already?
Don't cancel anything, bud. Don't cancel anything. I believe. I think, you know what, the bottom line is I think these guys believe. I think they realize that there's an urgency to make sure that they get wins. That's part of the job is if you don't win, it doesn't matter what you're doing. But you have to be urgent. There's no panic. It's urgency. You go out there, you dig in a little deeper, you focus more on the details. If it's not coming for you, you know, relax. It'll come for you, but you got to work for it.
Hal, what's the last team that went 82-0?
I don't remember that team.
Right? Exactly,
sure,
right.
I wasn't on it because that would have been a heck of a ride.
That would have been. So to talk to the fans, just it's going to be okay, right? I mean, you had to talk them off the ledge because they're passionate and they love this hockey team.
Well, you know what's awesome is that they do care. You know, no one wants it. No one wants fans that go, yeah, I didn't really notice it. Oh, they're playing? Oh, shoot. You know, you want a passionate fan base and you want them to be excited about something. And we went out, you know, Barry Trotz did a great job of putting this team together. Now they have to go out and produce. And I think the expectations of our fans are far below the expectations in the locker room. And I think if anyone is feeling the heat because they haven't won in two games, I'm sure that the players are feeling it way more than the fans' expectations. You know, I think they want it bad.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You want passionate fans, but they're probably thinking, well, you know, they're 0-2, and the guys, you know, they're doing this and doing that. But I got to admit, you've been in that locker room. I mean, they care. I mean, you're pissed off. You're losing games. You're not happy about it. Good news about hockey is, how you go out tonight, you got another game.
You got another game. And you know what? If you win two in a row, you're 500. And then you look at two losses in the beginning of the season, and who really cares? You know, that was just a little blip, you know. And so I think they got to focus. And I heard Brunette talking earlier on your show. What did he say? Just, I'm worried about one. And you have a homestand here. You should be able to put up some wins. But right now, you just focus on that one. Do what you have to do to get one win. And we saw how it worked last year. They looked like they were down and out after losing to Dallas, and then they went on a heater. And it happens one game at a time, and that's all you can focus on.
Predators analyst Hal Gill is on with us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. All right, so you know how fans will be sometimes, and you know they want to see a guy that's going to score a ton of goals or what have you. Luke Shen's not that guy. Can you kind of explain what Luke Shen's role is? Because I think he's been an important piece to this team the last couple of years.
Yeah, when Luke Shen is out there, you know, he's got to keep it simple. He's got to make it, he knows his game. He's got to be solid. He has to help his D partner. He's playing with Brady Shea, and he's got to make sure he feels comfortable. The big thing about Luke is when he's on, you know, when you're playing a game against his team, you're pretty, you got to make sure that you don't do anything stupid, you know, and he can be that policeman out there. He's not just a guy that, like, oh shoot, I might have to fight this guy if I do something stupid. He's a guy that's like, oh no, I'm going to get hurt if I do something stupid. And he punishes guys. He plays a physical, hard game. When he's out there, you have to be aware of it. And so he brings a lot of that swagger to a team that makes everyone a little bit taller, a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher on his team. So I love what he brings. Yeah, you don't expect him to go up and dangle, although I do think he has made some moves and makes plays. But he's got a simple game, and, you know, as a defenseman, I appreciate what he does, and I think his teammates, more importantly, appreciate what he does.
Hal, what does it say about the versatility of a player like Cole Smith that, you know, we've seen him in practice skating with guys like Stamkos? I mean, he's one of those, like, Sissons that I feel like you can plug and play, and maybe he's a little underappreciated.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you can soup up a car and make it look beautiful, like new paint job. You can have, you know, all the bells and whistles, new wheels, everything. But you need an engine, and you need an engine that goes and gets the, I mean, that's the bottom line. And every line needs an engine. And I think he can bring that. You know, he can push the pace. He can disrupt. You get in on the forecheck first. You know, you're looking at Stamkos and Marchessault. If they're going in first on the forecheck, that's great, but once they kick it out, who's scoring the goals? You know, Cole Smith is a guy that can go in, be the F1 on the forecheck, and Stamkos and Marchessault are ready to score goals, or whoever it is. You know, like that's what Cole Smith can do. And so I think every line needs a grinder and an effort guy that goes in and makes things happen, stirs it up a little bit. And so Cole Smith has done that defensively, responsible. He checks all the boxes, maybe not the scoring touch, although he gets a ton of chances, and he started to put it together with some confidence. I think it's there, but he certainly disrupts things, and that's what I think the Preds need right now is that disruption. They need to get in and beat that relentlessness that they talked about. They need to get to that, and Cole Smith is your guy for that.
Hal, I always love asking you this. What do you need to see the first 5 to 7 minutes of tonight's game from the Preds against Seattle?
I think what I'm missing in is that relentless, that battle up the boards, that keep going, that hounding pucks. I think when they're hounding pucks and they get pucks and they possess pucks and they battle for pucks, that's when they're at their best, and that's when they're really hard to play against. So, you know, I'm not worried about the score. I find if you worry about the score, then you're missing the whole part of the game. I just need them to be tenacious on pucks. And when they do get pucks, they need to play fast. Whether it doesn't need to be clean, but they need to be moving pucks up and moving them with speed and pushing, you know, ultimately get the Kraken on their heels early. I think that's what they need to look at doing.
So you're just attack.
When you don't have the puck, go get the puck. That's the first thing Bruno said. Remember when he got here?
Right.
Like, right. If we don't have the puck, we need to go get the puck. We're not defending. We're going to get the puck. And when we do get the puck, let's keep it. Let's make plays. Let's extend plays. And if we lose it, let's get it back right away. And I think that's what they need to have a little bit more of, a little more urgency in that regard.
Love it.
Real quick, Hal, there's a chance. I think we'll find out morning skate. We could see Juuso Parsonen. What would you be looking for from him if he's in the lineup tonight?
You know what? I think he plays best when he plays with a little bit of an edge. And so if I was him, I might go up there and go out in the first shift and, you know, hit someone, go stick someone, get in someone's face just to get involved. You know, like you can't play on a perimeter if you're Juuso Parsonen, and he needs to be in the interior. He needs to be around the net. And sometimes you have to force yourself to do it. It's kind of a mentality that you're like, okay, I'm in one, I'm in a battle right now. And sometimes you have to do that on your own. You know, the way the NHL is, maybe no one's going to do that to you. No one's going to come and stick you, but you got to go and get in someone's face and stir it up early, because he needs to be not just physically involved, but like he's got to have that emotional push to be, hey, I'm going to be something to deal with tonight. And it's going to be all night. Every shift over the boards, he's got to contribute. So I look for him to go out and just kind of stir it up a little bit.
Yes, for sure. It'll be a fun one tonight here at Bridgestone Arena. Skillsy, thanks so much as always, and we'll see you tonight.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game, guys.
Absolutely. Hal Gill joins us every Tuesday at 9:30. Of course, you can see him on Bally Sports on TV and hear him on the away games here on radio. Preds fans, don't miss tomorrow night, Smashville Live at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs starting at 6 o'clock. You can see your Predators star players up close and personal and also get autographs and pictures. Player guests will be Phil Tomasino and Juuso Parsonen, who we just talked about. Tomorrow night, Brewhouse South in Cool Springs on your home of the Predators, 102.5, 106.3. The game will – you got something?
No, I just okay. – Hal's a handsome guy. I need to check him out over there.
Yeah,
and he do
is,
all that.
He's a
and
good
those
fellow.
Brewhouse Live events are a lot of fun.
Yes, they are.
Something happens Saturday night that's going to upset the balance of college football. It happens Saturday night, and it's – it is the most ingenious and beautiful things that I've ever seen a coach do. It helped this team win the game, and it's going to be a rule change coming next year. I'm telling you right now.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was awesome, and we'll talk about it next.
We'll discuss it next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
The Game.